Good evening, my loyal followers, or whatever time of the day it is in your part of the world. At least we can settle on it being in the year of your Lord, 1893. Once again, this is your favorite Ether Girl, Giggle Mug, performing for you on frequency 237.4. I'm here in London. Or is it New York? Perhaps Sydney? Thanks to Mr. Tesla's Ether Network, I could be anywhere on Earth, within the British Empire, or out. Can you see me adequately? I realize I will appear somewhat pale and ghost-like in your Ether receiver, but still well-defined. If there are any issues, please send an Ether mail to GiggleMug, and I should get it almost instantly. And, of course, if any of my beloved followers wish to donate to their favorite Ether Girl, they can send their very generous gift to the same name via your Ether receiver. A bank in Switzerland will anonymously route the money from your account to mine. It's all very safe, and they will even convert it to shillings if you are paying in something different. It's a shame I appear almost like a ghost floating in the air over your receiver. I put a great deal of time into my outfit today, and if you were here, you would find it the most delightful shade of pink. Even the ribbons and the mask I wear over my eyes complement the rest of the outfit. The outfit is, of course, completely scandalous. It shows too much bosom and ankles, too. That is the advantage of being an anonymous Ether Girl. As you all know, I can get away with all manners of things in the ether that I could not in polite society. So, what shall it be today? Should today be a gaming day? I could play noughts and crosses with one of my generous supporters if they would signal me their choices back through their ether receiver. Or I could play some variation of solitaire from Lady Adelaide Cadogan's book, Illustrated Games of Patience. As I've said before, I cannot speak highly enough of that book. The wonderful variety of games it documents has kept me occupied on many a lonely day. Now, another book that has also kept me quite occupied lately is Memoirs of a Russian Princess, which is, shall we say, not something your parents or pastor would approve of. It is so very difficult to find even in the most liberal of bookstores. But, of course, you can order it discreetly via Ether Market, and it will be shipped in a smartly wrapped but completely innocent package. I do receive some small compensation if you order it using your Ether receiver while watching my program, but I would recommend the book even if I didn't. Of course, if you're in the mood to spend your money, I have my own goods to offer. You may peruse the full inventory during or after my program on your receiver, but highlights include masks, gloves, or even stockings that have graced my legs during performances. Even more intimate bits of attire may make their way onto the list from time to time, so keep checking back. And for the truly devoted and generous of fans, there are, of course, French postcards of yours truly. All items will be shipped just as carefully and quite inconspicuously. The postcards will be signed by me and can be personalized if you'd like. Just don't let your girlfriend see the messages, or most definitely not the picture on the postcard itself. But your girlfriend isn't here right now. Is she? At least not your flesh and blood girlfriend, assuming you have one. But your ether girlfriend, Giggle Mug, is floating right in front of you like the most beautiful specter in all God's creation. I am known as the jammiest bit of jam on the ether, after all. Oh, and in a not unrelated note, I should mention that we did exceed this month's donation goal by quite a safe margin. Which means a special award for all of those with the secret password to my inner sanctum. If you have that, please key it into your receiver now. For those of you that aren't currently supporting me, well, this'll be quite the time to start, wouldn't it? But if not, I shall switch you to the secondary camera of my favorite music box. It's quite mesmerizing to watch, although you'll be missing the real performance. So, here we go. In 1, 2, 3. Well, if you are still seeing me, then you are one of my true and truly cherished supporters. I remind you to keep the passwords I gave you private. Don't you think that I'm worth keeping to an intimate circle of those willing to court me properly with their pocketbooks? After all, do you want to have just any common man being able to see me as I slowly lift the hem of my dress? You can definitely see ankles now, and calves, all tenderly caressed by the finest silk stockings. Nothing but the best for my dear followers, or for these legs that so many of you have grown to love. I think I'll undo a button or two on my bodice, leaving my bosom even less adequately contained than it was to begin with. If you're at all acquainted with a young woman's undergarments, which I dearly hope you are, my sweet supporters, then you'll note I'm not wearing any under this dress. At least on my upper body. We'll just have to see about the lower part. Other than the stockings, of course. But I feel neither properly dressed nor undressed without a good pair of stockings on. Even if that's all I'm wearing at the time. Let me raise the dress some more and move my legs apart a little. You can see thighs now, covered in stockings at first. But then you can see where silky leggings end and silky skin begins. Do you want to see more, my dear devotees? But of course you do. You've earned the right through your support of me. And many married men can go their entire marriage without seeing the object of their desire. It's such a shame lovemaking is considered something for dark rooms and under the covers. But I will show you mine if you'd like. This mask and the distance the ether programs offers gives me courage, and your donations gave me motivation. So let me raise my skirts even higher. There. Don't be afraid of it. It's quite tame, like a proper kitten, unless you manage to arouse its baser instincts. Then it will become wild, and you shall have to tame it all over again. Speaking of kittens, would you like to see me do the kinds of things to it that will make me purr? I can see by the new donations that is what you want. And welcome to my new supporters as well. I guess the temptation of your ethereal enchantress was too much for you. Well, you haven't missed too much yet. The program is really about to really get underway now. I'll leave the cameras where they are now, capturing my body in all its dimensions. You can focus on the ones you prefer. To help divide your attention a little, let me unbutton my bodice a little more and... Oh, dear. It seems my breasts have spilled out of their confinement. Well, I won't tell if you don't. And most definitely, let's not speak about my hand as it moves with practiced grace towards its target betwixt my thighs. I've had opportunity to practice quite a bit, thanks to that book I mentioned to you earlier. But pleasuring myself with a book in one hand and the other between my legs isn't nearly as fun nor half as scandalous as putting on a show for my biggest fans. Let me touch it for you now. I can trace its outline with my fingers, letting your eyes and my fingertips explore it simultaneously. If you're either receivers of high enough quality, you may be able to see that I glisten slightly, and that it's just going to become more evident as time and the program continues. Touching myself like that does feel good, but the real way to pleasure a woman is through this place. Up here. Perhaps you won't be able to experience lovemaking until you're married, and even then, not see your wife naked. But if you can find and properly care for this not-so-secret spot at the top of her gateway to pleasure, then I can guarantee she'll never stray. I'll rub it gently now. The effect is almost instantaneous. I can feel the pleasure rushing through my body. I'd much rather it was a man's hand, your hand specifically, that was touching me like this, but this'll do for today. While we're on the subject of your hands, though, if you wanted to do something in the privacy of your own home, involving your hand and whatever part of your body you wish, then please go ahead. Even if I can't see you all out there, I'm quite enamored of the idea of you touching yourselves as you watch me perform for your pleasure. The idea of so many eyes on me and so many hands fumbling at their trousers now and then with something else shortly afterward. Well, you can see the effect on me. I shiver in excitement, and some wetness escapes me, like morning dew on the petals of a beautiful flower. You wouldn't think a woman capable of such wanton acts in front of so many men would be so timid in real life. You'd find me quite submissive, even more so than most of the other girls in polite society today. But thanks to the ether and this mask, I could be incredibly, scandalously bold. I can be your Victorian vixen, or your Tesla-enabled temptress. The scientific magic of the ether and its high sorcerer, Mr. Tesla, have forever changed the world in how we do business, or how we interact with our fellow humans. Just like now. Thank you for continuing to donate. It encourages me. It arouses me to know that my body and my sexuality elicits money and presumably moans from so many men. And perhaps women, too. Anyone could be watching, and I will not judge. Young or old, male or female, of whatever place you call home, or color of your skin, I want you to watch me, to be aroused by me, because this isn't the same world it was just a few years ago. I'm not so the same foolish schoolgirl hoping for a fortunate marriage and submissive lifestyle I was then, either. But you can see that and hear that. I wish you could feel me as well, but your hands would pass through me. Perhaps some of you are hopefully reaching out to me already. I can almost feel the ghostly presence of your hands on me. Or whatever parts you wish to touch my image with, I don't mind. I fear that all of my touching and thinking about you is going to make me orgasm. Although, of course, I'm not really fearful of it. I welcome the idea of my climaxing in front of all of you. I hope you climax for me too. You may feel free to aim yourselves at my image when you do so, but please be aware of your surroundings and remember that, despite my wishes, it will pass through my ether projection and keep on going to whatever is on the other side. So be careful, my darlings. I am not responsible for any ruined carpet or furniture, any more than I am for ruined marriages or courtships. But I am going to be responsible for quite a few orgasms, I suspect, not the least of which being my own. The donation confirmations from my Swiss bank have slowed, but I know it's because you all have your hands full right now. The donations will start to come in again after you've all come off. I consider it my applause, her bouquet of flowers after a public performance, like a lead actress in a play. But I'll also accept it in the place of cuddling, kissing, or other post-lovemaking activities, since we sadly can't be together. But we can orgasm together. Stay with me, sweet watchers and supporters. You can see that I'm getting so close. Yes, women do orgasm, despite what some of you may have heard. And many of it do it quite well. I like to think I do it better than most, especially for an audience. But I will let the newer followers judge for themselves, because I can't contain all of this pleasure much longer. Watching me, for your generous donations of both money and sperm. I swear that at the height of orgasm, I could watch countless streamers of it erupting at me from all directions, but passing harmlessly through my body. Yet, the only mess I find myself in is one of my own making, an own wetness, which is a shame. Perhaps. I think that's all I have in me for this program. I shall need to retire for a bit. But I will be on again, according to my regular schedule. But I do wish to announce a new donation goal, since some of you have suggested it, many with quite some enthusiasm. It's an ambitious goal, but it's also a very ambitious action. I honestly doubt we can make the goal, which is part of what gives me courage to set it in the first place. If we can meet this goal, then I shall. Well, how can I put this delicately? I shall perform sexually with a man during one of my future ether programs. And if you meet certain conditions, well, it could be one of you. Think over that some, my darlings. I know I will.